Let's talk a little Bison wrestling. Bison girls coach Clint Hosek. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How was that road trip to Valentine yesterday? That's a fun trip, isn't it?
You know, we're not used to this because Valentine moved to a one-day girls tournament and a one-day boys tournament. Before, we had run them all together. So we were able to go up the night before and stay overnight and get up in the morning and get going. But this year we made it all in one trip in one day. And after hosting our tournament the night before, it was an early morning and then a late night last night.
But you got home, I think, at a reasonable good time last night, didn't you?
Right. I think we were home by maybe 8:15 or so. So not too bad for sure.
You got a good night's sleep, right?
Yes, I did.
You bet. Yeah, you've been busy the last couple of days. First of all, let's talk about your home meet. Had a lot of kids in the gym. Once again, girls varsity and boys JV. And your girls varsity kicking things off on Thursday, didn't they?
Correct. We wrestled pretty well. It was a fun atmosphere. There was a lot of fans in the crowd there, so that was always good. We had a lot of runner-ups that night on Thursday night. We had Peyton Cock, Mika Dobb, we had Kaylee Steinbeck, and Alexa Steinbeck were all runner-ups there. And we had Kaylee Hunter finish fourth, and we had Eden McPherson wrestle really well for us. So overall, it was a good night. I believe we finished up runner-up to Southwest in team scores. So overall, good night.
There was some good a lot of teams represented, weren't there? Maybe not full teams, but they good representation.
Right. There was 15 teams that had girl wrestlers there, so good numbers. And like you said, a lot of them are not full, but a lot of quality wrestlers within those teams.
That's good to have your gym full and going with a lot of kids in the gym. Was kind of nice, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of fun night. Good wrestling.
Let's talk about the Valentine. Girls yesterday, boys today, girls yesterday. How'd that go?
Correct. We had a good day yesterday. You always wonder, you know, back-to-back tournaments, wrestling hard on Thursday night and how they're going to perform on the next day. But overall, they did really well. We had two champions. We had Mika Dobb and Kaylee Steinbeck were both champions for us. We had Peyton Cock was a runner-up. We had Alexa Steinbeck finished fourth for us. And Eden McPherson was sixth and Chloe Weiss was fourth. So everybody medaled, which is good. And up there, we finished third to Shattered and Broken Bow in the team scores. I believe there was 17 girl teams up there. So again, pretty well represented in girls wrestling. So it was a good day. We wrestled well.
And that's terrific because, you know, getting done on Thursday from your home meet, you said early wake-up call the next morning, long road trip, and to get on the mats like that's kind of tough sometimes, isn't it?
It is. We left about 6:15 yesterday morning, and it's about a 3-hour and 15-minute drive up there. But the girls, they hung in there, and they reacted well to the next day tournament, and we were very pleased with their performance.
No question about it. And those girls, their records are starting to really, the resumes are starting to improve all the time, aren't they?
Yes, leading our team right now, we've got Kaylee Steinbeck with a 16-2 record. We got Peyton Cox, 16-4, and Mika Dobb with 14-4, our lone senior. So yeah, they're starting to build those records up, and we got a great start to our first season. We kind of divide our season up into different segments, and we're that actually closed out our first segment yesterday, and then we'll get going here with some holiday tournaments in North Platte and at Ogallala, the Triangular. But yeah, those records are coming along and starting to build them.
Bob and I were following your Facebook page last night. You do a great job of posting some of the results. And Bob was telling me that Thursday, Kaylee Steinbeck finished second. She went over to Bob and said, "I'm going to win that thing at Valentine tomorrow." And she went out and did it.
She sure did. She had that goal. And the girls are really good at setting some goals for themselves. And a lot of times they achieve them. So that's great.
That's terrific. Great opening. You're done now for the Christmas, before Christmas here. But a good start to the season, wasn't it?
Yep. You'll get their starting tomorrow. They'll get their 5 days of moratorium, so they need some rest, not only physically but mentally also, just kind of get away and spend the break with some family and have some good downtime. And then we'll come back on the 27th and get a practice in, and we'll go to North Platte on the 28th, and that's always a good tournament, so that'll be right back to the fire.
Yeah, good week off, get away, spend time with the family, Christmas. But you know, some teams get away for maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks. Not the case. You'll get 5 days or so, and you're right back in the mat.
Wrestling's a little different animal. You can lose that condition pretty fast, and we don't want to lose what we've built up already, so we kind of got to maintain that. But the 5 days are important to them, boys and girls wrestlers. But yeah, we'll come back and with the North Platte tournament, and then on the 2nd of January, we'll go to Ogallala with a triangular with us, Ogallala and Sydney.
That's terrific. You mentioned before we talked about you've got some kids wrestling for the first time, and those young ladies are really coming around for you too, aren't they?
Absolutely. Those freshmen, Kaylee Hunter, she wrestled Thursday. We sat her out yesterday at Valentine. She kind of sprained her ankle a little bit on Thursday night, so we wanted to rest her and give her a couple weeks off. But Eden McPherson, freshman, never seen wrestling before, brand new to her. She's very very teachable, very coachable. She's learning on the go, you know, but she's done a great job. Her goal has been to win a match every time out, every tournament, and she's accomplished that so far.
Just a reminder again, down the line, that girls' districts will be here at McCook Community College in the Graff Event Center on February the 8th.
That'll be a lot of fun. We hope that's an advantage for us, being able to stay home and wrestle in a familiar environment. And we hope to get a lot of fans out there and have kind of that home atmosphere. So, yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
You still have a couple of more home meets, a triangular on the 14th, and then Colby Duels here at the high school gym on the 30th of January.
Correct. We'll have that triangular with Minden and Lexington. That'll be a nice little wrestling triangular at home for us. And then the duel with Colby later on.